Well, hello there, everybody. It's 5 minutes after six, Central Standard Time. And of course, that means it's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm here today with my gigantic son, Soren.
It's true.
Who's co-hosting with me.
It's true. I'm here. The rumors are true.
We're doing another... If you like that, you should check out this type sort of theme.
It's my favorite show in the world.
It's good.
Your regularly scheduled program.
I've been looking forward to it for a couple weeks.
Me as well. I'm back.
You're back.
Contrary to popular belief, I made it back. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, ignore the rumors. So we're here together. Time was, it would be Mud Puddle Radio that we're doing together.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Whatever happened. I guess I got a little older.
I guess,
yeah.
You're too old for Raffy now. And instead, you got some a whole pile of other cool stuff. Soren is discovering music at an alarming rate. He keeps on either unearthing bands that I never expected him to have heard of, because I know them, but they're pretty obscure. But for the most part, he comes up with stuff that I've never even heard before.
And, always happy to put you onto some new stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good mix for today. I'm excited about it. So,
well, how are we going to start things off?
Let's get straight into it. First up, we're going to hear a song by the Psychedelic Furs, who are a band that I'm still not totally 100% familiar with, but ever since I've kind of really been getting into album listening and discovering new stuff, they are a band that you've recommended time and time again.
I have.
Definitely a handful of times you've told me to check some of their stuff out. So once upon a time I did, and yeah,
and
I don't know.
Lo and
I don't.
Behold,
I don't.
You landed on a relatively new track.
Yeah, I don't know if I did too much. Like, I might have just kind of checked out the hits, checked out the best of, the This Is the Psychedelic Furs kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. But there was definitely a couple tracks that stuck with me, but this is one that, I don't know, ever since I heard it, I thought it'd be a cool little thing to throw in the mix here on Tawny the Brave. But anyways, shall we?
Well, we shall. See, this band, I think, like, possibly a lot of people listening came to me through the Valley Girl soundtrack. The song Love My Way was on the Valley Girl soundtrack, and I loved it. And then, well, I can't say as I was buying all their albums or anything like that, but that's how I first heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, this track, The Boy That Invented Rock and Roll,
oh yeah,
comes from a pretty recent album, 2020 to be exact, called Made of Rain. And I did a theme on the show called, I think I just called it 20 Years Later or something like that, where I had bands who put out a song that, or an album that was at least, it had been at least 20 years since their previous album.
Like bands that are releasing stuff well past their time kind of thing?
Yeah, like they got back together and mm-hmm. then put out another album.
That'd be a fun show.
It was a
fun
show.
That one.
The Pixies was one, and mm-hmm. I'm forgetting who all was.
You could do television, I suppose, if you really wanted to.
Television didn't make 20 years. They put out Adventure in 78, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't remember that follow-up album with Call Mr. Lee on it. Came out in 92. So that's only.
I thought it was like early 2000s. I guess I'm wrong. I don't know.
Oh, it was self-titled. Yeah, their album was self. But yeah, that wasn't 20 years. But Psychedelic Furs, it had been at least 20 years since their previous album. And I, in fact, played this track. So let's give it a listen. And I've got something to follow up on that I think kind of fits. And I think you're going to kind of like. A band called Primal Scream and a track called Kowalski. Let's see what we think. This is Psychedelic Furs with The Boy That Invented Rock and Roll.
Let's do it.
Come radio station was named Kowalski, in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when he's going to stop, but who is going to stop him.
Slow your roll there, buddy. Slow your roll.
So that was Primal Scream.
I liked that.
With Kowalski. I'm glad you liked it. I thought you would.
Definitely a good follow-up to that that Psychedelic Furs track. I was saying what is it, the man that invented rock and roll? Or the boy that invented rock and roll?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's got like a saxophones in space kind of feel. Like,
Some of their stuff does. Like, if you explore Psychedelic Furs more, they've got some crazy, wacky guitar solos that kind of remind me of some of the David Bowie guitar solos, like Earl Slick or Carlos Alomar. Like Scary Monsters or Low or Heroes, that era type of thing. Some skronky atonal type stuff.
Yeah.
Psychedelic Furs did that a lot.
Very similar stuff going on there.
With both the guitars and the sax. But just the whole trippy kind of in-space feel of it, the Primal Scream kind of reminds me of that, just the feel of it. It's not actually much of a song. It's just a cool groove. It to me, it sounds a lot like a soundtrack. Like, I'm imagining something cinematic, like this is a car chase scene, or this is a heist scene, or something like that.
When I was listening there, I was in a spaceship, like, trying to find a way out, or trying to, like, defuse the bomb that's on board the spaceship, you know? See? Something like that. Working your way around, and wow.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't know. Very, very outer spacey kind of music. I like it. It sounded like you were hearing, like, phasers and like alien guns going off and stuff. It was cool. I like that song.
So there you go. So what do you got next for me, boy?
Next I want to hear Lazy Bones by Witch, which
Who's
is
Witch?
A band, which is a band that I discovered, I think, just through like 98.5% of the stuff that I've just been discovering is just through like Spotify playlists. They do like a, what is it, like a Discover Weekly kind of thing. It'll refresh every Monday and you'll get a whole new list of tracks, and it kind of slowly learns what you like based on the stuff you're pulling away from these playlists.
So it's giving you a playlist based on what you like or what you've saved or whatever?
Yeah, and it's just sort of like alternative hidden gems, like not, you know, not stuff that you're very familiar with or whatever. It kind of throws random curveballs at you to see if you'll be into it. But
and how often is the algorithm right? Like, how often does it recommend stuff?
The robots know me so well. They know me. They know me better than I know myself. It's good. Yeah. Anyways, but I think that's how I discovered this one, because I don't see how else I would have stumbled upon Zambian rock, Zamrock. They were a band that emerged during the 70s and kind of were,
but they're an African rock band.
Yeah, and they were kind of riding the way. Apparently, that was kind of there was a following for Zamrock at the time, and they kind of rode that wave until I think it was.
Is that a real phrase, or did you just
that
coin
is that is a thing?
Zamrock,
okay. According to the internet. Oh, what I like do that. I know? But anyways, yeah, and I think they fizzled out sometime in like the early 80s. I think I read like 84 or something like that, and then out of nowhere. Because their stuff started gaining a lot of traction way down the line, they resurfaced in like 2010, 2011 or something like that,
so
and started
over 20
playing
years later.
Yeah, there you go. We got a theme going. No, but they started like playing festivals and stuff because I guess the new generation knew their name and wanted to hear them. And so they came out of retirement, and they've had over like 20 different members in that band. It's actually ridiculous. Like, but I think they've got some really cool stuff. I think you're going to like it. And I think the folks at home are going to like it, too.
All right. Well, and I have heard it before. As a matter of fact, I had a sorted playlist going at work today. And this is one of the last tracks I heard while I was working today.
What are the odds of that?
I can't say as I was standing still listening intently. I think I was fussing around doing something. But I've heard the track several times. And I felt like it would go nicely with some Hawkwind. And that's a band, I would say, if I'm a human algorithm, I determine that you would, based on all the things that you like, that you've played for me, things you've discovered, that things I didn't know, or things that I did know, I think Hawkwind is a band you need to know.
Well, let's see if you're right, because I am definitely, that name does not ring a bell. I am unfamiliar, so.
The original bass player for that band was Lemmy, later of Motorhead fame.
Oh, no way.
And that kind of, and actually this track I'm going to play, he sings lead on it as well.
Right.
So, and it's pretty spacey,
cool.
I think you're going to dig it. But first up, from 1975, it's Witch and Lazy Bones.
Lay it on me.
We'll be right back. something to feed her. She can't wake her own. She falls for the things that I own. That I own. That I own. Lazy. She can't move herself. Lazy. Her bones are weak to make a move. She's sleeping. She sees her friends on the run. She's sleeping. In vain, them she cries like a taunted dog. Lazy.
So there you have Hawkwind.
Well,
man, my pause button is faulty.
User error.
Not my error. I pushed the button.
I swear.
Bad machine.
Bad robot.
But Silver Machine, that's a good machine.
No, that's a good one. You know what? The human algorithm worked. I think that definitely kind of scratched the same itch that the Zamrock scratches for me. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I urge you to explore Hawkwind a little bit. I think you're going to dig them. And they're a simple band. They don't have complicated songs. They're usually 2, 3, maybe 4 chord songs.
Okay.
That's, as you could hear, that song is practically a 1-chord groove.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, it's got an ascending chord pattern, but it's pretty simple stuff.
It's simple, but it's a cool track.
It's not about the musicality. It's about spacey noises.
Yeah.
Echoey screaming.
I was going to say, some of the background screaminess there reminded me of Jack Black's screaming all throughout the School of Rock movie. It just makes me laugh where he's always just, rah, rah! Like, yeah, I don't know.
I bet Jack Black likes Hawkwind.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, that guy knows he knows ball. He knows everything.
He does. And Hawkwind didn't really have any radio hits, as you could probably guess. But I think that was possibly their biggest hit, or maybe more accurately, most popular song. But they've got a lot of stuff that's kind of like that. Some of it's very long and maybe interesting for like 10 whole minutes, or not that interesting, warranting a 10-minute long track.
How long were they active for? Like, did they have full-length albums or an album?
Yeah, they've got a bunch of albums.
Oh, cool.
And a rotating membership, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember when they stopped being active, but mostly their time was the 70s.
Cool.
So there you have. And that was Witch with Lazy Bones before that. A little Zamrock, a genre previously unknown to me, which I now need to explore. And
super cool track.
So
it's a little distorted. We were kind of joking in the break there that maybe they had a limited window of time and a small budget recording that track, because it has not been remastered, as you can hear.
Sounded
it's
like
a little,
rough mix.
It's a little rough, but it's a cool song.
It's a very cool song.
And I was saying it kind of weirdly reminded me of, like, I guess the droney guitars in the background kind of reminded me of Cream. A little bit, in some ways, some songs, maybe, here and there.
I can see how you would say that.
Maybe they took some Clapton inspiration, who knows?
I don't know. Think I would confuse them with Cream, but something about the guitar tone or the feel of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, there you go. And by the way, folks, you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave Berthume. This is my son, Soren, with me today.
Hi there. How's it going?
We're probably
going
to do this every few weeks or so, because it's a lot of fun.
I'm enjoying it.
I always look forward to it. Well, I'm really enjoying having you on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our format, it kind of breaks from my usual 3-song set format, sometimes adhering to a theme, sometimes just wildly eclectic. But when I've got Soren here with me, pretty much he's introducing me to things he's gotten into recently, and I respond with something that it kind of reminds me of or complements it in some way, or something else from that band that's really obscure that I think he'll find interesting, or whatever.
We're kind of flipping the record on you, though, here.
We are, because this, for the first time since we've done this father-son format, I've got something for you. I heard something quite recently, and it was one of those, how have I not heard this before? But this guitar player, Caleb Quay, he was mostly a session musician. He played with the likes of Elton John and Pete Townsend, Paul McCartney, even Hall & Oates. But back in the 60s, he did put out one album, and it was it didn't really go anywhere. Well, actually, I don't think it was even an album. He put out a single. I better have my facts right. I didn't brush up on this. And I only heard of this just a few days ago. And immediately I thought, oh, Soren's got to hear this. I think this will be right up his straza, as my sister says.
My straza.
This is a pretty psychedelic track. It's kind of like trippy garage rock, more like. It's not psychedelic like Hawkwind, but...
No, that's pretty accurate, though.
And it's got a great title. It's called Baby, Your Phrasing is Bad. So I sent the track to Soren, or at least he looked it up, and he came up with something in response.
I did give it a listen, and no, it reminded me of a song by The Mirage. The Mirage,
with,
a band
also with a great title.
Yeah, there you go.
Ebenezer Beaver.
Ebenezer Beaver. It's a great name. That's a great name. No, they were...
That'd be a good band name, too.
You could do a lot of things with the name Ebenezer Beaver. You could rule the world with that name right there. But, no, they were, yeah, I don't know, active for, like, a few years in the... Like, around the same time, somewhere in the mid-60s. And I think they only had, like... seven singles or something like that, and that was it. Then they fizzled out, but this was one of them, and it is immediately where my brain went when I heard this Caleb Quay track. So okay, so let's hear it.
Let's get into it. This is Caleb Quay and Baby, Your Phrasing is Bad.
Baby,
Well, there you have it. Did I do good? Did I do it right? Did I, you know?
You did. That was, what do you mean, did you do it right? You can play whatever you want. And you could say, you know, I didn't really care for the song you sent me, so I tried to play. I played something I like.
Well, it's just I don't know. I've never done this before. Okay, I was kind of nervous.
No,
we flipped the record on him. Anyways,
yeah, I don't know why you're nervous. But
I'm joking.
That was great.
But,
and you know what I like. I enjoyed that. I love the Caleb Quay. Like, that song kind of blew my mind a little bit when I first heard it. And the Mirage is great.
It's got the same kind of feel to it, definitely, in my opinion. It's very Beatles-inspired, you can tell. It's got like a Sgt. Pepper's kind of feel going on there, for sure. And it came out right around the same time, so you know...
They could have been on the same bill.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
They might have shared a drink at some point.
They were sipping the same drinks, those guys. But anyways, mm-hmm. Very similar kind of vibes going on there.
So, yeah,
good tunes.
A little bit of psychedelic stuff going on here, actually, for the entire show so far.
Every time you bring me on, it's just nothing but psychedelic rock.
Well, you know what you like.
I know what I like.
And I think I said last time you were on, you were born at the wrong time. Because you keep on discovering this, like, 60s, 70s, you know, head stoner rock, trippy psychedelic garage rock. As well, I mean, a lot of other things, too, but... This is probably what you're bringing to me.
I was born at the right time.
All right.
I get to hear all that was and all that is, and that's, you know, that's
everything.
That's great.
You've got the history of music in your pocket.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Well, this next set is kind of break from that a little bit. It's not so trippy, unless you really want it to be and you're really stoned or something, in which case...
I was going to say maybe a little bit. It's kind of more jazzy, maybe
more
a little bit.
Jazzy, acoustic. Yeah, it's got some different elements, and it's a lot newer than... Well, actually, saves the Psychedelic Furs and Primal Scream. It's a lot newer than what we've been just listening to. To wit...
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of to set it up, there was many a...
cast your mind back to Seattle.
I was going to say, not exactly super groups, but there was a lot of Seattle-based...
Intermixing of...
A lot of names that you would know from bands that went on to become more well-known, but...
So does this band that you've set up, the Mad Season, do they predate the fame of their members?
As far as I know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. As far as I know, it's got, Lane Staley on vocals. Who else? Mike McCready on guitar? Did I say that?
Yeah.
Who else was on vocals there?
Mark Lanigan.
Yeah. So a bit of like Screaming Trees action, bit of Alice in Chains action, you know? Bit of... Mike, where are you from?
I feel like there was another member of Screaming Trees in there. Was there maybe a future member of Pearl Jam
in the mix too? Perhaps.
It doesn't really sound like any of those bands, though.
No, but either way, yeah, this was one that definitely is a little bit more well-known than some of these kind of intermingled groups that came out of the Seattle rock scene of the 90s. But yeah, Mad Season. And doesn't exactly feel like... Alice in Chains or Screaming Trees.
It really doesn't.
It's got a whole different kind of feel to it.
And I'll confess right here, live on the air, that I'm not a huge Alice in Chains fan.
I am well aware of that.
When you mentioned Lane Staley on vocals, I kind of went... But it doesn't sound like that at all.
It doesn't have an Alice in Chains kind of feel to it at all.
No, it doesn't. I really like it.
Admittedly, I like Alice in Chains. I don't love them or anything, but I think they're all right. Always have liked them all right, but this one actually got put on to me by a coworker.
We were
listening to some 90s stuff, and we started talking about all these kind of random super groups that emerged. Like, there's also what's the big one, Temple of the Dog,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, oh, so you know all about Mad Season then, right? And I was like, nope, what's that? And he put me on. We started listening to the one album, the full-length album that they have, and I'm blanking on the title, but this one is on there. And like I said, it's got a kind of a jazzy, there's some horns going on there. I don't know. I think you're going to like it.
See,
it's pretty cool.
The saxophone that appears in the song.
Kind of a few minutes
in. Of made me think of Morphine. And I think you're going to dig Morphine.
Yeah, I'm loosely familiar, but not really.
They were a three-piece, drums, bass, and saxophone. And that's it. And vocals.
Yeah.
And the bass player played a, I think he only played a two-string bass, I think, fretless. So a lot of sliding, swooping bass sounds.
Right.
And stuff. And I think it kind of had a feel like Mad Season. I think you're going to dig it. So let's check it out.
Let's hear it.
Mad Season and Long Gone Day.
So much blood, I'm starting to drown. Down.
That's Morphine with Have a Lucky Day. Kind of, if you ask me, kind of a similar feel to the Mad Season track.
Very much so.
Different, especially with those horns.
Yeah, and different key and different everything, but same, very similar kind of feel. And we were saying in the break there, kind of both tracks for that matter, kind of like Tom Waits-esque. Like, I mean, as you know, he loves his horns.
And if it had some maybe weirder instruments and some more like honking lifelong smoker type vocals,
yeah,
then yeah, that it's sure a short distance from that to a Tom Waits song.
It's either, it's two different things I'm getting from both of those songs. Either one is like you're like a detective, you know, old time, it's black and white, and you're
yeah,
like,
it sounds black, know, and white to me.
I don't know, it's what the call. I don't know what the case is, but I do know he's gonna get to the bottom of it. Or either that, or like I felt like I was like roofied in a nightclub.
Oh,
maybe a little bit, maybe just a bit,
but in a David Lynch kind of a way.
In like, in like a like it's okay. It's like no one be concerned, but like I'm not seeing straight, and I'm in a red velvety like, old school nightclub, and like
you can't properly focus. But someone in a white tuxedo is bending over you to ask if you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can see it. It's a cool scene.
And you kind of are okay, but you're still unable to respond to him.
But still, like, I don't know what happened, you know?
Your mouth isn't working.
Yeah, 1 second ago I was listening to Layne Staley, and now, I don't know, I woke up and I'm missing a kidney. What happened? Anyways.
So that was that set. And you got something queued up for us already for the next set.
Yes.
Something that surprised me a little bit, because this is a band I know, but I didn't know this song.
The Action. Yeah. You were saying you have like a little compilation of them or something in your collection.
I do. I've got a compilation that's about probably a 20-song compilation, and I'm kind of going, okay, but it's not on that compilation, so where did it come from?
Yeah, I don't know. It's another one of those ones that I stumbled across through the magic of algorithms, and actually really enjoyed it.
Well, you know what? Just so I could find out what album it's from and label it in my digital music collection,
yeah.
Once I downloaded it, it turns out it was just a demo, like unreleased at the time. I can't remember the name of the album it was included on, but that the album of like unreleased Action demos was released way, way after the fact.
I think it was like 2009 or something like that.
Could be. But this is a track that was recorded in like 68 or or 70 or 71, somewhere in that zone. But it wasn't released until 30 years later or whatever.
Way after the fact.
And it's, I'm glad you discovered this song because it's a really good song.
I was going to say it had no business being held off on being released because, could have been a hit. Like, I'm a huge fan of the song.
Well, we're going to listen to
track.
That one.
What do you got to follow it up?
And as I listened to it last night, I was really scratching my head trying to figure out what it reminded me of. And I think musically, not so much, but vocally, Thunderclap Newman came to mind. And Speedy Keen was the vocalist for that band. They had one big hit with Something in the Air, which has been well covered and featured in movies and so forth. I'm not going to play that track. I'm going to play a different song called The Reason, which was also released as a single. Not really a hit, but it's a great song, and it actually resembles Something in the Air a wee bit. But first, we're going to hear The Action and Something to Say on Tawny the Brave.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Slow little fade out here.
I know, that's pretty slow fade. Could have shaved 30 seconds off of that producer, Pete Townsend. That's right, Pete Townsend produced Thunderclap Newman's only album.
Bum, bum, bum.
That was a track called The Reason. And before that was The Action with a track that was remained unreleased for, I don't know, 30 years or something, called Something to Say.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous because it's a really good song.
That just sat there.
It just sat on the
unheard.
Shelf.
Unheard.
Yeah.
Fair but, enough. It happens.
It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We still got a couple more good ones here for you.
Yeah, I think
we've
got a...
In the vault.
Unless we decide to talk for 10 minutes, and I wouldn't rule that possibility out. We probably got time for two more two-song sets. So we're going to start off with Consortium or Consortium.
Consortium, Consortium. I don't know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
But
I don't know this band at all. Tell me about them.
Another one that got put on to me by a coworker.
Yeah.
Because he knows I like the old psychedelic rock and recommended these guys. They were active from, like, I think mid to late 60s into sometime in the 70s. And they had a few tracks. I think their big one was something about love, like maybe All the Love in the World. That kind of rings a bell. I think that was the name of it. And it was like number 10 on the UK charts or something. It actually did pretty well. And it was like pretty big on the, I was reading all about this yesterday or the day before. It was big on the Dutch charts too or something like that. I don't know, kind of weird. But they never really had enough stuff to make a full-length album. But I guess, yeah, through a few years of, I don't know, recording some stuff, playing some shows here and there, they sort of gathered up enough stuff to make an album. And then they did, and it wasn't exactly clear why, but they wrote and recorded this whole album, and then the band broke up, and it was never released. It was never, ever released. And then many, if not most, if not all of the members were long dead as of the early 2000s. when that album was released. I can't remember the label, but a label picked it up in like 2006 or something like that and was like, sure, and released the album. And I'm happy they did because it's got some great stuff on it, including this one. But yeah, Rebirth by Consortium, whatever, was their album from 1975, but not released until the year 2006. Wow. What's that all about? I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Sad story. And another sad story band is Badfinger. I won't get into the sadness of their story, but let's just focus on the fact that they put out, over the course of their four albums, they had at least a couple hits. More than a couple of hits, really. And a lot of really great songs. A highly respected band on the Beatles' Apple Records label. And you would know some of the hits, but I picked a song that I thought kind of fit. Although I confess I can't remember what Consortium sounds like at all. But I paired it up with Badfinger, a track called Just a Chance. But first we're going to hear Consortium and Rebirth.
It's the sad song break.
Yes.
So that was Bad Finger with Just a Chance. That was my fault. That was user error.
That was third strike. You're gone.
You're third strike. You're all third strike.
Everyone's gone.
Bad Finger and Just a Chance. Before that was Consortium. I'm leaning into that one.
Consortium? Sure.
Consortium.
We'll go with Consortium. See, isn't that a great little song?
It is.
And like you can tell they remastered it. Like that's not a 1975 record. Well, it's smoothed out a little bit, you know. Like why they never released that, I don't know. I was saying probably some conflict with the band, I would assume. I guess that's usually how that goes, but I don't know. Great song.
The history of rock and roll holds many mysteries, most of which are unsolved.
Who knows? But and that was a good follow-up. Definitely fit the same clothes, fit the same shoe as that Consortium track.
Yeah.
It, I don't know, off the rip there, it was kind of hard to relate it to, I don't know, there were certain parts of both tracks that were similar. They weren't entirely...
It's something about the vocals and the harmonizing.
I don't know. Something.
I mean, that Consortium, it seems to me, when I was listening to that last night, and I'd never heard it before, something about the clean guitars that start off, kind of, I thought maybe it might pair nice with the Feelies. But then the harmonies and the chorus and the thickness of the vocals kind of reminded me
later.
Of Bad Finger.
Yeah.
So I went with Bad Finger.
No, you made the right choice.
Well, we'll get to the Feelies some other day.
And I was unfamiliar with that Bad Finger track, so yeah, very cool.
So there you go.
That's a band that I'm pretty much entirely unfamiliar with. I ought to kind of.
They have some very very good songs.
Dig around there a little bit, but yeah.
So we got time for one more two song set, and we're gonna start it off with The Litter.
Codeine by The Litter.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a band that you might have possibly... I might have heard you playing something by them. I could be totally dead wrong.
I think you're dead wrong.
Am
I? But it sounds... The band, and I've heard them several times now, because it was weeks ago that you introduced this band to me. They sound like something I would listen to, and they're kind of in the garage rock camp. Sort of.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, then I totally don't know how I stumbled across these guys. But yeah, it's kind of soft and quiet at the start. But I don't know. It sort of heats up, and I think you're going to like it. It's a fun track. I was listening to it the other day to kind of refresh myself. And yeah.
Well, indeed. And I'm going to end things off with the Yardbirds.
A good choice.
Yardbirds have a lot of great songs. The Pixies do an excellent Spanish language version of this one, and it's got a real minor key darkness to it that I love. A track called Evil Hearted You. And we're going to end with that, and then it's time for Adult Kindergarten.
It was fun, though.
W.
It was fun. I had fun.
I had fun, too. I'm glad to have you here.
We'll have to do it again soon, yeah?
Let's go out and celebrate.
Well, right on.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, y'all. This is The Litter and Codeine.
Have a good night, folks.
One more time.
And Neighbors was the end of another episode of
Tawny the Brave. And welcome, welcome one and all. It's time on CKUW 95.9 for another episode of Adult Kindergarten.